Are you interested in learning more about Partit Folders hierarchy? Then, you've come to the right place. In Partit, all your marketing content should be allocated into the so-called Partit Folders. If you don't allocate it, Partit will place your content into an uncategorized folder, which is basically a messy desktop. So, make sure you are organized and use detailed and standardized file names. For instance, data that you may want to include in your names may be title, campaign type, business unit, industry, date, region, language, or audience. But, Partit folders are not just about organization. They also help you with scoring categories, allowing you to build folders around the categories you are most likely to use. For those that are unfamiliar with the concept of scoring categories, it consists of a feature that helps you better understanding your prospect's interests, as you can, for example, split the prospect score by product or service category. Your prospects earn category points based on their interactions with assets of a specific scoring category. How does this work? Scoring categories are created and assigned to folder-able marketing assets and page actions. A scoring category is assigned to each folder in Partit, and every time a prospect interacts with an asset in that Partit folder, their score for that category is updated, as well as their aggregate score. Automation rules can then be triggered off from scoring category scores, and you can set up rules or completion actions to add to or subtract from a scoring category score. Also, all prospect scores are synced to Salesforce custom objects. So the full power of custom objects in Salesforce is available for scoring categories, including reporting, workflows, triggers, and more. Now, hold on a minute. Before being concerned with the point system, we advise you to organize your Partit folders in a way that facilitates and leverages scoring. Interestingly, you can use scoring categories to score prospects on more than one product or business unit. Just assign a scoring category to a folder. Then, when prospects interact with assets in that folder, Partit creates a separate prospect score for the category. I'll now leave you with some considerations for you to have in mind when using scoring categories. 1. A category score is incremented when a prospect performs the following actions on an asset with an assigned scoring category. Submits a form or form handler, downloads a file, clicks a custom redirect, clicks an email, or opens an email. 2. You can add Partit category scores to lead and contact page layouts in Salesforce. 3. To report on category scores in Salesforce, create a custom report type and choose Partit category scores as the related object. 4. Scoring category updates sync with Salesforce approximately every 15 minutes. 5. Your account supports up to 50 scoring categories. 6. You cannot manually edit category scores on prospect records. 7. Scoring categories aren't supported with person accounts. 8. Category scores are included with full prospect.csv exports. 9. When you delete an asset with an assigned scoring category, the previously added points from that asset are removed from prospect scores. 10. You cannot delete a scoring category that's actively assigned. Remove the folder assignments, and then delete the scoring category. 11. After you delete a scoring category, it's moved to the recycle bin. 12. To reuse a scoring category name, undelete it, as duplicated names aren't allowed. I hope this has been useful. Now go on and put Partit folders hierarchy to the test.